welcome to More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who watches sports while I do my introduction, Mr. Richard Avery.
How did you know? Did you notice?
You're watching it on the iPad. You're watching what the Europeans call football.
I love football. You know that.
Watching baseball.
I'm watching New York City versus Chicago. I'm sorry. I just have to do that. I have to keep track. I can multitask. You know I can do 20 things at the same time, so I'm okay.
Well, we're getting to know that you enjoy sports more than you enjoy doing my podcast, which is fine. But you know, we're going to use this to.
But I can keep my eyes on the game, but my ears are yours.
Oh, you're so sweet to me.
Oh,
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you. We need to get to know somebody.
Oh, do we?
We need today of all days. We really need to get to know somebody. So.
Although it's kind of cute for me to get to know you guys.
Oh, that's not good. That's bad, right?
Okay, well, it looks like we're getting to know that she likes to talk real quick.
She needs to talk closer to the microphone. Go. Who are we getting to know?
We are going to get to know a lovely young lady who's been in the industry for like 6 months, Miss Leah Alexis.
Ooh. You're so cute.
Aww. 6 months? Really?
How long have you been in?
And 9 years.
9 years.
Well, I guess in Romania, 6 months is in 9 years.
We write the date differently. Yeah. We write the month.
Okay, so you're Romanian.
I am Romanian.
And are there many Romanian porn stars in the industry?
No, just only a few vicious ones.
Vicious.
Why do you say they're vicious? Are you nice?
Half of the planet says so. You tend to believe them. Okay.
I'm just the only one I can think of is Sandra Romain.
Sandra Romain.
She was, and there was a, but there dirty.
But there was another one too, though. I can't think of her name, and I've been trying to think of
less
it.
Less vicious, but equally nasty.
Yeah.
Sandra Romain did not have no in her vocabulary. There's that
a
girl.
All I know is there's a lot of hot Romain.
Well, I know one thing she said no to, and that's a Spiegler story.
Oh. Don't even go there.
We're going to attempt to get Mark Spiegler to come on and be on a guest on the show.
Oh, my God. Put that aside as like a three-hour episode. Just let him talk because this man has stories. And all of them are like 10 interest level. Yeah. It's not like, you some fill it in with. Yeah. Like 10. You just listen.
Yeah, I know.
And you beg, please write a book. Can you please just
I'm
going
to try and get Asa back on and say, hey, Asa, and bring Mark. And then those two together, it's
I know.
That would be epic.
Where did I see?
Like five people would listen to that.
Yeah. No, the last time I saw him was almost 2 years ago, I think, at Bobby's baby shower. Huh. And of course, like you know how he comes to set with an extra girl here and there, right? He comes to the Bobby's baby shower with a girl. are you in between jobs here?
I saw him about 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So Romania, where is Romania on the map?
It borders with Hungary. It borders with Bulgaria. It borders with the Black Sea. It's an interesting place on the map.
I come from a small town in Oregon, and we basically know where Oregon is. We don't know where pretty much anywhere else on the map is. But
hey,
you know.
I've had people ask me if my country is the country that named the salad. It is.
Oh my God. I want to meet that person.
That's special.
People show me in a hotel how to turn on the TV.
Yeah.
So how long have you lived in the US?
Almost 6 years. Almost.
Oh, so you were in the industry before you.
Yes, I was. I started in Budapest, which is like capital of European porn, like LA is for
It's like
US.
Where like Clara G's from?
Yes. Clara G's Romanian.
Is she?
Romanian/Hungarian, yeah.
She's hot. I like her. I shot her at the beginning of JulieLand, and she was nice enough to come over and fist herself for me.
Yeah, she's quite talented.
Very talented. So I was like, I told her, like, that's talent, baby. That is just pure talent. She's hot. She's sexy. And she told me that she was studied and became a dentist. Went to school, became a dentist, got her whole thing, and then decided, do I be a dentist or go do porn?
I did 3 years of medical school. Finished information of technology.
You know, can you do me a favor? It hurts me every time I do this. Can you take a look?
So you started in Budapest, is that correct? Now, you said that that's the European capital of porn like it is. Now, in comparison size-wise, I mean, is it anywhere close to the size of LA porn industry?
Companies-wise, when I was shooting there, I would say yeah. Really? But it was different. It was a lot of gonzo companies.
Okay.
So it was a lot of, you know, shoot 4 scenes a day kind of companies.
Okay.
It wasn't like you spend an entire day on one scene and shoot a feature and you do dialogue. You would just come. When I started, I used to shoot 2 scenes a day. Wow. And then get in a plane and go to another, you know, go to Berlin and shoot 2 scenes. Yeah. And then go to France and then go to Spain and then come back to Budapest and Prague and drive.
That's what Samantha, insane. Do you know, I don't know if you know my girl, Samantha Bentley.
Yep.
Okay, so Samantha does that, not anymore because she stopped doing boy girl, but that's what she was doing. It was like boom, 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 just flying and go work here, work there and go to Budapest. Yeah. And
so you would do like little scenes. You would do like 1/2 hour scenes, like intense, crazy gonzo.
Yeah.
They would shoot a lot, but they would shoot a different kind of product.
Now, I've heard that the pay is lower in Europe. Is that true?
It is lower, but the life costs are lower. So it feels pretty much the same as it would be here, right? So if a pay would be, you know, let's say equivalent now, 700 euros, but your rent is 500 euros.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the life cost there in Europe is way cheaper than here.
I just remember somebody, I'm trying to think who it was, from, what's his name, from Evil Angel, director.
Who, quite a few.
Jason telling me, you know, you should come to Europe, and because the girls will do anything for so little money.
True.
Okay. And I was just like,
I actually helped Jason produce his last movie in Bucharest.
Yeah, he would just tell me, like, for dollars you could get people to do stuff.
For $200 you can get double anal from a Russian girl.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Say that into the mic.
Say it one more time. For $200, you can get double anal from a Russian girl?
Yes. That's insane.
Fuck this shit. That's insane. God. I like my new job, but fuck this. Mo, I'm going to Europe.
I'm with you. How about we move the average Mo and with Mo, the Russian edition.
Yes, no. Fuck this. I'm done.
Although, full disclaimer, you do have to go to St. Petersburg and you might get shot.
Fine. I drive through Van Nuys where I can get shot. Probably less likely, but still. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I can't find a girl that'll do double anal.
Yeah, I know. Jason told me crazy stories, though. Like, I was like, no. I kept on just being like, no way. He's like, oh, yeah, this, that, and you. Yeah. And then he's all telling me this. I mean, like, crazy shit.
But he's the guy to go to in Russia. Russia is a scary place. Like, especially if you want to shoot adult.
Yeah.
It's that guy, you have to talk with the right pimp. I would love to visit Russia. I can't. I'm too afraid.
Yeah.
And because I know of people that have been there, you get either Steve Holmes or Jason, people that have been there, that know people, that have friends, to be safe and shoot
to trust.
It's really cheap. It's really fun. But it's also very tricky.
Yeah.
The life there, you get these extremes of society. You get the incredibly rich and the incredibly poor. There's no middle in
there. There's no middle.
There's no middle in there. Yeah. So it's quite interesting.
So why did you decide to come over here? Why did you decide to come to LA?
Kind of always like the big dream in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
She wanted to meet me.
Well, you do have a bit of a reputation out there.
I just, when she said the big dream, I was like, yeah, to meet me.
When I started in the industry, I wanted to do a year and that's it. And then once I got more and I got to do this project and that project and I learned a bit more about it, I was like, well, I kind of want to go there and I want to do this and I want to do that. And I want to shoot for Penthouse. I want to shoot for Playboy. I want to shoot for that company and this. I want to do my movie and I want to write my own little movie and I want to make it happen. I want to write my own little costumes and make them happen. So I kind of like kept on chasing it. And 1 year turned into 3, turned into 5, turned into almost 9. My God.
9 years.
How long have you been with Spiegler?
2.5
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
No, I'm lying. 3
Oh, I'm lying. The answer 6 months.
Exactly. I should know my Spiegler anniversary. I should know because no bullshit. That was one of the coolest things that could have happened to me, considering that before I was with the exact opposite of Spiegler. Say it.
No.
You're thinking it.
No,
exact opposite of Spiegler in the adult industry. We're not here to talk shit, but people know.
John from Matrix Models.
Oh, no.
Starts with a D?
Come on, darling. Yes, it does.
Oh. Okay. I apologize. I totally...
You blocked it out of your mind like a bad experience.
I haven't dealt with him in a number of years on a level, so I've forgotten so much. I was going to go with Kevin at type 9.
Start going down the list.
That would have been about fifth on my list because I forgot.
Jonathan at next level?
I appreciate it for what it was. Like, sure. But it made me appreciate Spiegler so much more, yeah. Seeing the extremes. Back in Europe, I had a manager that dealt with all the agents. Here, giving the contracts and how people work here was very different for me.
Exactly.
So I managed to see these two extremes and realize, whoa, I'm pretty lucky to be right here, right now.
Yeah.
So grateful.
Awesome.
Now, I heard a rumor, or I don't think it was you that told me. Did you used to be a gymnast?
That's a rumor? Why is that not a fact? I sit upside down in almost all of my scenes.
I don't see. Okay, I am on set with you, but how often do you see me sitting on the sidelines watching you have sex?
True. A penthouse doesn't let me go all that crazy upside down.
Oh, I want
to
see that.
Someone told me, I'm not going to say who, to go back to the circus.
Somebody said to go back to the circus.
Oh, I love it. See, I like my motto. Everything I shoot, my motto is the weirder, the better. And if you're weird, that makes me happy.
We need to get you with a different director, though, so we can get some circus acts, because I don't have an issue with that.
I like weird stuff like that.
I was a professional gymnast for 10 years and five-time national champion. And when actually Danny Girl of March came to my house, I showed them all my diplomas and my gold medals. That was for the first time on camera ever.
When were you a Danny Girl?
Danny Girl of March 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, Penthouse owns Danny.
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up to you. Danny, I think you would know.
Some people don't. Some people honestly don't even know what Danny.com is. It used to be Danny's hard drive, and it was one of the largest warehouses of pornography.
Well,
there were. And
12 years ago, a little more than 12 years ago, Danny Ash started it, and she was a big deal at the time. She was one of the first to do what she did, like the stuff that they did. It was all really kind of. Not PG, but like it wasn't hard by any means.
Well,
and they were actually in Culver City by Smashbox.
Yes, exactly. Remember? I almost got to work over there one time, it was way before. It was back when I was in mainstream.
That's where I met my editor. He worked at Danny's.
Yeah, I was like, I almost got to do that. Now, and hopefully it looks as if there's we may do more with Danny, and that's what I'm hoping to see in the future. And so who knows? Maybe we'll bring a Danny girl back and.
Spanker.
Spanker. No, my God. I'm not allowed to talk like this. This is wrong. It's my podcast.
I can.
Hi, Kelly, if you're listening. Love you. Just kidding. It's all a joke.
It's all my fault.
So, okay. So you were a gymnast. And why were you a gymnast? What was the reason for this? Was this did they force you to?
Funny enough, when I was 4, my father wouldn't let my mother dress me in dresses because I was too skinny. I was like, let her do a sport. So they took me to gymnastics to do like a few trials. I was always very stubborn and very ambitious. They're like, oh, she will be great. And then I started growing up and I started gaining weight. And this is like the contradiction of my life. I started gymnastics for a reason. And then my entire life from then, I started battling with weight and always exercising and muscles. Weird, very weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because I was always very competitive, I would stay in gymnastics after everybody went home. And I would do it over and over again because I couldn't sit still. I was like, I need to do that exercise perfectly. Like, I can't show up to training next time and not do it. And my stubbornness got me where I ended up in gymnastics.
Now, was there ever the opportunity or was there ever anything Olympic category? Like, was an option?
I did nationals and I stopped at 14. That's pretty much when you go to Olympics. I kind of regret that.
You could have had a medal.
I have medals. No, I regret that.
An Olympic medal.
Not an AVN medal.
melt that AVN award down into an Olympic medal.
It is a very intense sport. Mm-hmm. And especially in Romania, it is a very intense sport.
Because you guys have had some champions.
We've had all the champions.
Some of them.
Those girls are
Russian,
hot, by the
big
way.
Big ones from Russia.
We will squeeze a few Russians in and then a few Americans here and there. Yeah. But in reality, Romania really was always on the podium in gymnastics.
Exactly.
So there was this high pressure at all times when you were competing. And I lived with my team. I didn't live at home. Mm-hmm. Our school teachers came to us. We didn't go to school. We lived in this closed society. And then I broke through. Yeah. And look at me. I'm in porn now.
I escaped into pornography.
Just, I can see her now crawling under the barbed wire fence. Get me out of here. I want to do porn.
But we lived this very strict life. So I had a breakage in my muscle, mm-hmm. in my leg. And that took 6 months to recover. I had to do swimming exercises and physiotherapy and all that. Mentally, I was out of it. Like when you live so strict and you do this morning, night for 10 years and then you stop for 6 months, it was so hard for me to get back in it. So I was mentally done with it. I was like, I guess this is it.
Very nice.
And gymnastics is a good skill to bring into the porn industry.
Yes.
Flexibility.
Yes, of course.
I don't know. Just call me crazy. I think it's
No, it stands out. Is that like one unique thing? I guess it's like the fantasy that not a lot of people get to fulfill and do. Bend the girl in like full splits and suck a dick and back bend and what.
Can you do a back bend?
Like oh, yes.
Yeah, you can talk.
How good of a back bend can you do?
I can grab my ankles and suck a dick while I still do that.
I'm sorry, can you speak up when you say that? You can do what?
No, I'm just visualizing. Wait, give me a second.
So, imagine you on your back on the floor.
Okay.
Your dick is hard. Uh-huh. And I am going to walk up, put my legs on each side of you, then slowly reach into a back bend. My hair touches your chest, but my neck arches back and my mouth will go down on your dick. Wow. And then I reach back on my ankles just so I can go deeper on that cock.
Mo and I are just like, okay.
Lee Alexis, everyone. This has been More with Mo. I need to leave the show now. That was hot.
That's interesting.
All of a sudden, I feel like we're like Vivid Radio or something.
Oh, was I supposed to be?
Where's Nikki Hunter at when you need her?
You need to tell me
this. No, that was good. No,
we need Nikki Hunter over here to finish this up. Interesting.
Okay, so you got the skills. You sound like you're a little bit of a dirty girl, and I know this from seeing it.
Yeah, I've never been a vanilla girl. Not even when I was with my high school sweetheart. I used to tie him up with a phone charger next to the bed.
Oh. You're not allowed to bring her over here again.
I was never. Because
I'm not going to let her leave.
Do you see why I like having her on set?
Yeah, I'm. You next time she's on set, you call me. I'm just going to happen to be in the neighborhood.
Just
stop
all of a sudden
by.
Show up like Spiegler.
Exactly. And I'll bring a box of donuts.
So, how many? Do you know how many scenes you've done?
No.
Any?
IMDb knows.
IMDb knows.
IMDb knows because I recently found out they have a list of who you banged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You didn't know that existed?
I didn't know that existed. I went through it. I was like, oh my God, I banged a lot of hot people.
That's IMDb, but what about IAFD?
What is that?
No. Internet Adult Film Database?
Yeah, I know. They have that list too?
Yeah. They have that's probably more expensive.
I don't Google myself. I should.
You should Google yourself.
I don't Google
You know,
myself.
Asa Akira Googles herself all the time, probably daily.
I was talking with her. I was giving her like little SEO tricks of if you do like a dash and it excludes the rest of your search and whatnot, how to write her content. She was like, oh yeah, that's so interesting. I do this all the time, so I would use that.
Yeah, she's a little obsessed with herself. It's awesome. So over 1,000 scenes, do you think?
No.
In 9 years, you've got to hit over 1,000.
No.
I would think. How many scenes do you do a month, would you say, on average?
Well, it started with a lot. Now it's very filtered.
Yeah.
I get to be picky now.
What's your favorite kind of scene to do?
Well, I guess that translates into the second part of the episode.
What?
I grew up into being a weirdo. I love this like darker side of porn.
So you're into BDSM
kind of thing, yeah.
Dom, yes. Or sub?
I started at the sub.
Right.
It was beautiful.
I think it's the best way to go.
It was beautiful.
I'm sure you know Aiden Starr.
Yes.
Okay, so Aiden's been a friend for mine for 10 years. And Aiden and I have always had that discussion, and I think it's true. To be a good dom, you have to start out as a sub.
I think
it's one of the key elements of that really...
The way I make my subs feel comfortable is that I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
And I know how to take you there because I know how it feels.
Okay.
You know? So I love the psychological part of it all. And even, let's say, it's not a BDSM scene.
Right.
One of my favorite scenes ever... I walk on set, the director tells me, stay in this room. I'm going to bring the girl in. She doesn't know you. She's new, but she says she wants something interesting. So I'll be like, oh, are you sure? She's like, yeah. The moment we meet, I talk Romanian to her the whole time. She's like looking at the camera, looking at me, looking at it. Yeah. What am I doing? So I start like playing with her a little bit roughly, you know, and just like rubbing her, touching her, kissing her, slapping her, like confusing the hell out of her, giving her commands in Romanian. So she starts to get it, you know. So eventually like she falls on her back and I'm like fingering her really hard. And I'm talking Romanian, yep, 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 yep. And then I tell her in English, okay, you can come. And she just starts coming and crying and shaking. And she looks at me and she's just in awe. And I'm like, I love the mind fuckery of it all.
Oh, totally. Well, sex is all mental to begin with. I mean, it really is. Majority.
Yeah, sometimes it's satisfying a raw animalistic act.
Yeah, no, I know that. But I think it's just, it's such a mental thing, I mean, to be into it. But I was going to say something funny. I'm just thinking about how talking Romanian, I would love to get that scene and just put subtitles like and change the words like, I want to eat your milkshake. I want to go to McDonald's after. She said, hurry up and come so I can go to McDonald's.
Oh, he's a 5-year-old too.
So, duh. So that was a great story with the girl. Do you prefer working with girls or guys?
I prefer working with girls when they're into girls. But the sad part of our world sometimes is that you don't really get that on set. Mm.
Who's your favorite girl?
The favorite girl is the new girl, and I sound like such a dude right now.
No, it's okay.
I know I sound like such a dude right now, but so my favorite girl is my favorite girl is a girl that I'm just discovering, because I love that response of when you kiss her for the first time, when you touch her pussy for the first time. How wet does she get? How does she twitch? How does she like to come, squirm, look at you? All of that. Like, women are so much more emotional, and they will release that to you. So I feel like it's this interesting kind of sexual communication to me. I love.
I am so actually going to just go sit on set the next time she has sex, because that's one of the downfalls of my job. Everybody thinks I'm so lucky. Oh my God, your job's so great. You get to see people fuck. I am probably seeing the least amount of sex on the set. I go out every so often, I'll sit behind the monitor and watch for a few minutes and go, okay, well, there was my sex for the day, and go back and do paperwork and do all the other stuff. So I'm going to have to watch this. So you prefer girls, but I mean, you have fun with guys, though.
I do have fun with guys.
And who's your favorite male performer to work with?
That changed through quite a bit. I had you know, I was married for a long time.
I did not know this.
Oh, yes. I was married for a long time. I hadn't dated since I was 18. So then I fell into the dating world. I was like, civilians, porn people. Ugh.
Please don't tell me you date male talent.
No, I can't date male talent.
Good.
But I had a beautiful affair with a male performer. A black guy, too, which for a European Romanian girl was new. Oh, chocolate. Look at that.
Chocolate.
I think, like, European women are exotic to Americans. Mm-hmm. To me, black men are exotic to me. We never really had them. We never really experienced a black guy that's educated, speaks nice, that's elegant, that's, you know, like, leave aside the rap music videos, a proper gentleman, but just exotic to me. Mm-hmm. So I kind of tried that. That was very interesting until the guy couldn't perform on set anymore.
It happens.
So I'll be like, bummer.
Sadness.
Sad face.
So wait, so you're out on the dating market now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a chance.
No, you don't.
Shut up.
I will take your girl, though.
I know. Everybody wants to take my girl.
I will use one of her titties at a pillow.
One of her pillows.
It's the same. One of her titties at a pillow and one of her titties at a blanket, and I will sleep so happy.
Yes. So. Every so often I get to play with those boobs when I'm not working. Every so often I see them and they're usually asleep next to me going, hello.
Don't complain. You have them next to you all the time.
Everybody. Yeah. No, I get the fans on Twitter and stuff that are always like, oh my God, you're so lucky. You get it. I'm like, still just a girlfriend. with giant tits, but they are lovely. They are so much fun. I do love them. You like having, you know, the rougher type of sex, but, you know, and you're into the S&M, you're into the other things like that. Are you cool with, obviously, when you work on something for Adam and Eve or for a Wicked or for a Penthouse, it's definitely more vanilla. You can still bring some roughness. Are you cool doing those scenes, or are you just there for the money?
And I am cool with them because it is a different kind of sensual in it. Then because you are making a movie. It's perfect lighting. It's beautiful lighting. It's, you know, beautiful camera work. The girl is dressed up amazingly. Her makeup looks flawless. It's, you have a little bit of script that builds up and creates a fantasy in your head. You have something else to go to mm-hmm. feed that, you know, that fantasy in your head. So that works. If it would be boring to me, I could not do it. And I'm so fortunate that I'm at the point in my life where I could say no. I could say, I don't think I can do this. Mm-hmm. And this industry, it is mentally challenging. You get to do it. You get to be intimate with people over and over and over again. So you have to be comfortable with it. If not, I always say it sounds wrong. It feels rapey. If you're not mentally there and you go to set and you get fucked, it feels rapey. If you don't want to do it. So you have to put yourself in that situation when you love something about it. You appreciate something about it. So, like, I go on Penthouse and I go Wicked, Adam and Eve. They have beautiful sets. They have beautiful performance. And they create this atmosphere about it. They're selling a product to the customer packed like that. That's sexy. Random sex on a bed in a corner? No, I'll pass on that.
Yeah, you'll pass on that.
So we start. He walks in. You suck his dick. And I don't want any choking, anything like that. We just do, like, a 15-minute set. Cool?
No. Oh, I wish I could work on those sets. Yeah. Take a whole lot less time.
Exactly.
So this is the Getting to Know You episode. Get to Know You. Have you ever heard of the show Inside the Actor's Studio?
No.
Do you ever watch Bravo TV?
I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV in 7 years.
Get her, Mike.
I know, really. There's something weird about her.
No. She watches Hulu on her iPad. That's what it is.
No, I watch, you know, whatever movies, on demand, everything I need to watch, except the TV madness. I don't own cable. Oh. I watch TV and everything else.
You're so un-American.
I know, but I'm sorry. If I see another commercial of the Kardashians or the Housewife of something, I will hate America, and I don't want to.
I watch the Housewife shows.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that an insult to every woman out there?
Yeah, totally. But it's
the feminist is, like, eating me alive.
Watching stupid people, that's what it is. It's just stupid people acting stupid. It's fun.
You know, that translates in behavior, right? As humans, we mimic each other's behavior. Ooh. We find comfort in being the same.
Exactly.
So if all you do is, like, not you, but I'm saying as a woman, you're a housewife somewhere, you don't have any other friends because you have some kids to raise, right? So you're at home. The only humans you surround yourself with are those lunatics on TV. Yeah. You are going to mimic their behavior
exactly.
at a certain point. Then I find that ugly.
Yeah, but ugly. But you get it fixed with Botox and then some plastic surgery, and that goes away.
I lose my faith in the human condition when that happens.
People are stupid. Let's just agree with that. The human race is stupid.
So somebody should push that bar a little bit. Somebody should challenge somebody. I believe in surrounding yourself by people that challenge you.
100 years from now, the planet's going to be empty.
Housewives of Harvard?
Housewives of Harvard. Exactly.
Because you know we're going to end up, like, to be done. We should just stop trying.
Keeping Up with the Hawkings?
Kind of. For a while. Nothing. Take a break.
No, we have cell memory.
We're all going to be toast soon enough as it is. Thank God for...
You really gave up on life, didn't you?
Well, the reason why I brought up the show is because we totally ripped off these 10 questions that the host asks of every guest at the end of the show.
It's a quiz.
I love to see that American television inspires you. Give it to me.
So I'm going to ask you these 10 questions, and it's whatever comes to your mind is your answer.
Okay.
What is your favorite word?
White.
What is your least favorite word?
Black.
What turns you on?
Charm.
What turns you off?
Dirty talk. Nasty talk. Ugly talk.
What sound do you love?
Music.
What sound do you hate?
Screaming.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
Attempt or succeed?
Attempt.
I would attempt to be a painter, but I know I'm not that good at it. Okay.
What profession would you not like to do?
Bank teller. DMV teller.
That's a good one. Okay, last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome to Hollywood.
I like that. You're going to Hollywood.
Come on down.
Very
God
nice.
Would say basically, and you are, and you're with, and who are you again? Do you have a pass?
My name's on the list.
Exactly, I'm on the list. Plus one.
I was raised a Christian, but growing up, I kind of became an atheist.
Oh, join the club. As well.
Join the club.
Yeah, we're all the same thing.
I guess the question of why and how just became a little bit heavier with us.
I always tell people, like, I was in first grade. I went to Catholic school, and I just remember first grade with the nuns in the classroom, just ask them telling you this whole story about.
And you would be like,
Adam and Eve. And I'm just sitting there, just going, no, 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 I don't believe this shit. And my mom got so mad when I got home and just said, stuff that sounds really corny, Mom. And she just got like, oh no, you know, I was just too stubborn.
Don't say that. He sees you.
Yeah. I just got beat for every time I caused trouble.
This being said, I am becoming more spiritual.
Aw, I love when girls are spiritual.
I know, me too.
She would punch me in the throat. I fear this woman.
She should.
On that note of trying to back away from the microphone and away from you from punching me, where can you? First off, I really appreciate you coming out and doing the show.
Well, thank you.
And where can your fans and your followers and such find you on the interwebs?
On the interwebs, my God, that's populated a lot with me. It's a lot of me out there. Twitter, LeaLexisXXX, LeaLexis. Instagram, LeaLexisXXX, and the rest of the World Wide Web.
The just Google you.
Google me, oh, exactly.
Very nice.
Oh my God,
Mr. Avery, do you have something to plug this week?
Who won?
I want to plug. I want to plug. Who did I do last time? Oh, I want to plug Ashgirl.com.
Ashgirl.com. Proud sponsor of More With Mouth.
Exactly. We have to. Don't we have like a moment of silence for every time we talk about Ash? Like a moment of.
Ash. I miss Ash.
Me too.
Okay. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More With Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. You can listen to More With Mo on SoundCloud or iTunes or even my blog, TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.